You know, when I look at Peter, he reminds me of an ancient story, you know. Although he's young, it seems that something, so he takes me back to the ages, you see, I don't know, some centuries ago. There were three fast friends, very fast. And each one of them had the same attitude towards life and all that, and they decided once for all, whatever it be, we are going to do it or die, and we must find the truth. So all of the three set out, and they would want to go as far away from the world as possible. So the trek, Shimla and Himalayas are nothing compared to what they did, you know. They'd go out where not even animals would be found, you see, or birds to disturb them. And they would want to go and find a cave that can hold three of them comfortable there. They didn't care for food, water, anything of that sort. And they would want to just sit there and find the truth or die. And they did it. What? No, I'm coming to that point. So now they have gone and found the cave. They haven't started their experiment yet. Well, they get themselves established in that cave in a row, like that, like three of us here. And they're seated. And they're determined, they're resolved, do or die. And they keep on sitting. Not a single word passes by, the breathing is slowed down, they're deep in meditation, concentration, you may call it. Concentrating on the formless, attributeless, absolute isness. And they are there. After some months, all of a sudden a voice is heard. Did I see a deer pass by? Absolute silence. That was it. 3 months passed by, and there was another voice. It was not a deer, it was a leopard. Absolute silence again for 6, 7, 8 months. And the third voice said, "Will you all please keep quiet?" See how the mind has slowed down, you see.